Good morning. My name is Dave, and I am the pastor of Student and Family Ministries here at Epworth United Methodist Church. And we are so glad that you have joined us today. Let us pray. God, I pray that you will be in this time that we gather together online, that you will use the words that I share to bring us into that closer relationship with you so we may be your people in the world. Amen. Well, as we all know, during this time, there's a lot of changes going on in our world. Some big changes that we are having to deal with and some smaller ones. And for me, one of the smaller ones that I'm personally dealing with, and I'm sure some of you are as well, is the lack of sports being on TV. For me, that is one way I tend to relax, to just kind of de-stress, is turn on the TV, watch a basketball game, baseball game, and those aren't on TV right now. And so this past week, I remember turning on the TV, and it was one of the last sports that was still going on before it was canceled or postponed, and it was the Australian Rules Football League. So I turned it on, kind of desperate to watch some sports, and as I did, I realized, you know, this is pretty awesome. This is pretty cool. But I also realized that I didn't have a clue what was going on. I didn't have any idea. I didn't know who these teams were. I didn't know who the star players on their team were. I didn't know any of the rules. At different times, the teams would score, but I wasn't quite sure how the scoring system worked. All I knew was this was sports. It was interesting to watch, but once again, I didn't have a clue what was going on. Maybe you've experienced that this week. Maybe there's been a feeling of you're not sure what's going on. Or maybe you as a family, because we know with all the social distancing going on right now, maybe your family started playing a new board game. You took out the board, you took out the pieces, but you had to look at the instructions because you weren't sure. Where do the pieces go? What are the rules? How do we play the game? Or maybe you're at home and because you have a little bit more time on your hands, you have a new video game and you have your controller and you're getting ready to play, but it's kind of learned by playing. You're not sure what all the buttons do in the game. Well, when I think about that, I also think about when I first became a Christian. Just a few weeks ago, I shared how I became a Christian at the age of 15. Now I've been a Christian for 26 years. But when you've been a Christian for a while, you kind of forget what it was like when you first decided to follow Jesus, that everything was new. You weren't quite sure how everything worked or the different choices you were supposed to make. I remember being a teenager, new to following Christ. And I remember telling my friend John shortly after I became a Christian that I was going to go to youth group on Sunday nights, but I wasn't getting up early to go to church on Sunday mornings. That's right. One of your pastors at one time told his friend, "I'll go on Sunday nights, but I'm not getting up early on Sunday mornings to go to church." So God kind of has a little bit of a sense of humor, seeing that I'm a pastor now. I also remember those early months as I had committed my life to following Jesus, but once again, not really fully understanding what it meant to follow Jesus. I can remember one time I was at the church and I was with several of my new friends that I had made at youth group, and I was talking as I normally would, and I said a few cuss words and threw them out there, and a couple of the teens looked at me and said, "Dude, you can't say that." And I was like, "Say what?" And they told me what I said. And I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that. I didn't know. I was new to church. I was new to following Christ." I can also remember another time when I was at youth group and I had worn a shirt that was just kind of inappropriate. Not even thinking about it, because it was a shirt I would normally wear. And I had a few of my new friends come up to me and tell me, "Hey, you know, we're so glad you're here, but you might want to turn that shirt inside out while you're at youth group." I was like, oh, didn't even realize it was an issue. And so over those next few months, I remember once again kind of looking out at other people, watching other teens. You know, how did they talk? How did they act? How did they treat one another? And there was nothing wrong with that because even the Apostle Paul says in the scriptures, follow me as I follow Christ. And so as I did that, I continued to read the Bible, to seek to grow closer to Jesus, to watch other people. And as I did, I grew in my faith. I remember I began to carry my Bible to school with me. And I would put it in my backpack and I would read it when I had breaks during school. And it was my physical Bible because teens back then, there weren't smartphones. So there wasn't any Bible apps for you to use on your phone. And so I brought my physical Bible with me, put it in my backpack. I remember praying at lunchtime during school. I remember getting rid of some of my shirts that were deemed more inappropriate and actually bought some Christian-themed shirts, and I would wear those and went to school. And I wanted people to know that I was a Christian, that I was seeking to follow Jesus. But as I did that, I also began to realize that Christianity, that following Jesus was much more than just a list of do's and don'ts. And this leads me to one of the main things I want you to hear today. And that is Christianity is about heart transformation, not behavioral modification. Christianity is about heart transformation, not behavioral modification. That Jesus doesn't want us just trying to follow a list of do's and don'ts. And that Jesus doesn't want just a part of us, but he wants all of us. He wants to redeem us, to give us new life. It reminds me of this passage of scripture in Psalm 51, verse 10, that says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I remember singing a song based on this exact passage when I was in youth group. And it really stuck with me because it let me know that Jesus wasn't sitting there waiting to hit me on the hands when I did something I shouldn't do and just waiting for me to do the right things, but God wanted to do something new in my life. That God wanted more than just a change in behavior, but that God wanted to create in me a clean heart, to renew a right spirit within me. That God didn't want to just improve my old life, but to give me that new life in Jesus. Now, please hear me. A lot of those behavioral changes that I made were good and they were necessary. There wasn't anything wrong with some of those changes I made in my life. Those were good things that happened. But God wanted something deeper. God wanted me to be transformed, to be perfected in love. And that's why today I'm talking to you about how love breaks through when we are transformed. It reminds me that today, now, in our world needs Christians who are transformed now more than ever. The world needs Christians who are not only redeemed, but we are transformed, continuing to grow in the grace of God. Which leads me to the main passage of scripture I want us to reflect on and think about today. It's Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. As we think about that verse, I also want you to hear this today, that God doesn't cause natural disasters. calamities, or even pandemics like we're going through now here in our world. And while God doesn't cause those things, I do believe that God can bring hope out of those. Right now in our world, there's a lot of sickness. There's fear. There's pain. There's death. There's loss of employment, isolation, loneliness, and even just the change in our schedules, even the change in social distancing, not being able to see people as often as what we normally would, can be incredibly difficult. And during this time, even myself, I have found that God has been speaking to me and showing me that too often we find our identity, our self-worth in our busyness. We might not say it out loud, but there are so often times in our lives that I think we believe that the more busy we are, the more important or the more worth that our life has. Or there are times that I believe we find our identity in our occupation. I think that's why so often when we meet someone new, we go to them and we ask them, one of the first questions we might ask them is, so tell me, what do you do? Meaning, what is your job? What is your occupation? And I believe that's because we often find our self-worth and our identity in our busyness or in our occupation. But now that things have slowed down, people are beginning to ask deeper questions. What is my life all about? What is really important? How should I spend my time? What do I really need? And this is where I believe that second part of Romans chapter 15, verse 13 comes into play, where it speaks to us as Christians today. You know, that first part, we are told that the God of hope gives us peace and joy as we trust in him. And then it says, so that, and I love that when Bible verses do that, when passages of scripture do that, because it's telling us there's more to come. That yes, the God of hope gives us peace and joy when we trust in him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God gives us peace and joy so that our lives may overflow with hope. This is what the world needs right now. That the world needs Christians, you and me, not just to go to church, but for us to be the church. For us not to just go through the motions of the faith, but to have hearts that are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. As I said, in our world right now, there's a lot of fear. But as Christians, we can proclaim a different way, a new life, a way of peace, a way of joy, as our lives are filled with hope, where God not only fills us with hope, but then we go into our world in whatever ways that we can at this time and let our lives be overflowing with that hope in our world. Are we going to mess up at times? Sure, just like we do when we first come to Christ. But when we seek God, when we let the Holy Spirit work in our lives, we are changed. We are transformed. And when we do that, love breaks through into our world. We as Christians are able to go into the world and light up the darkness. So my friends, as I prepare to close, I want you to reflect on these three questions. And the first two questions kind of connect with that first part of that passage of scripture in Romans, how the God of hope gives us peace and joy. And so the first question I want you to reflect on is this. What areas of my life do I lack peace and joy? That if the God of hope desires to give us peace and joy, reflect on what areas of my life right now am I lacking peace and joy? And the second question, in these areas that we are lacking peace and joy, am I struggling to trust God in these areas? And if so, how? Why? And the last question that I want you to think about today is this, and it connects with that second part of that passage in Romans. And that is, how can I practically share the peace and joy that God gives us in the world this week? How can I not only receive that peace and joy from God, but how can that hope, that peace, that joy be overflowing from my life into the world? May God speak to us. May we not just go through the motions of the faith. May we be transformed by God's love so that love breaks through into our world. Let us pray. Father God, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to all those we meet. Holy Spirit, help us to love those who don't know you as we proclaim Christ in all we do and say. Amen. God bless. May God be with you as you go into the world this week, sharing his great love. Amen.